Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, your team coming off of a four-game win streak after a long road trip. And obviously it's not easy to win on the road in any league, let alone the WCHA, but what does that kind of give your team as they come into a hostile environment like Ritter?
Well, it was, we talked earlier in the week, big wins, Kelly. You know as well as anybody how difficult wins are to come by in this league to begin with, and on the road is, just adds to it. So, and we hadn't had success at versus Ohio State at all last year. They beat us four times. So, you know, to go in there without Steph and then to lose Hubes early in the first period and to still come up with 6 points was huge for this team and really sets us up, going forward.
You had to make some adjustments to the lines because of Huber going down, and obviously with Steph out, you move Bailey up to that top line. But talk about the character of this squad and how they picked up where, you know, when Huber went down.
Well, you know, we talk about, you know, we feel the strength of our team is the team. It is that we're not just it's not just one player or a group of players. It's everybody. And so far, we've played virtually everybody in our lineup at some point in time, and every single time somebody's in the lineup, they play very well. And they've, which proves to us as coaches that they've earned an opportunity to play. So that's the hard part when you got to put 20 in the lineup. There's 3, 4, 5 that aren't able to play. But again, that depth is providing us with one of the reasons why we're sitting where we're at. It's our overall depth, and you're only as good as your 26th player throughout the course of the year. So it's really, really important. And all the credit goes to those young ladies. They come to practice every day, work hard, and when they get their opportunity, they play well.
Your team comes into this rink number 2 in the league, knocking the Gophers down to number 3 last weekend with the only series in WCHA play. I know it's only November, but how fun is it to ride into Ritter Arena with that kind of a point total?
Well, again, we want to be a top 4 team, and that's why I've always said every point you get is so important. And whether you get them in October, November, or January, February, they equal the same amount. So it's, to get to be sitting where we're at right now is tremendous, and to see, Bemidji State at number 2 right now, it's definitely unique. And obviously, we realize we played 2 more games than everybody, but at the same time, We've won games that have put us where we're at, and they can't take those points away. So this is another opportunity this weekend. There's more points at stake, and we're going to see if we can't go out and get a couple.
Not only are you looking to stay in the top 4 in the league, but right now you're number 4 in the country. The girls talking, is there kind of a energy or a buzz in the locker room about that?
You know what? This group's pretty good. I mean, they certainly know it, but we talked about it again this week. They realize we haven't accomplished anything. I told them it's a credit to them, it's a credit to their body of work, but obviously we're sitting here at November 13th. We want to be there at the end of the year in February and March. So, as nice as it is to see it there, we realize that there's still a lot of work to be done. And the best thing is we're just going to keep getting better as a team. And this is a process. We've got a long way to go. We've got a long way to go to we're playing our best hockey, and that's our ultimate goal.
You get Stephanie Anderson back and Kristen Huber back to health. Obviously, your line's back to kind of how they were before the weekend at Ohio State and, of course, against St. Cloud State. But it's a good problem to have when you've got that much depth, isn't it?
It is. If you look at our lineup, I think we have 4 lines that are all very, very strong in terms of being able to play against other teams' top lines. Unless it's a face-off situation, we're hoping to roll 4 lines. I think Emily Berglund has established herself as a player that I can trust, in our zone. And, Bailey Wright's, she could be a top 2 line forward on a lot of teams. And, we've tweaked a few of the lines, just trying to give us the best possibilities. And I like the looks of all 4 lines in terms of their speed and what they can all do. One thing I know they can all do is score. And the other thing they can all do is defend.
Last year against the Gophers, your team had some great success. You were 1-0-1 with a shootout win here at Ritter Arena. You went 2-2-1-1 on the season against the Gophers, including a 1-0 win in the WCHA semifinals. Does that kind of give your team a little extra confidence coming into here tonight?
Well, we realize it's a new year. It's a new team we're playing. Obviously, another very, very good team. And I think if anything, they have that they have that memory that they can recall. They remember the feeling of what it was like. They remember what it was like to come into this building and play in this environment and come out on top. And those are the things that, you know, those experiences are all things that you can certainly call on as you go, you know, into any endeavor and into any, and in this case, it's a game. But having that experience is certainly going to help. But again, it's a whole new ball game. It's a new year. We're a different team as well. But at the same time, you know, the core of our team realizes that anything's possible, and if we go out there and play the way we're capable of playing, we're certainly going to have a chance.
Gophers are a high-powered offensive team. They've got quite a few players with double digits right now, plus their power play is at 45.2%. What are some of the keys to getting a win here tonight?
Stay out of the penalty box would be really, really good. But yeah, they do. They present a tremendous challenge. But you know what? That's the fun part of athletics. It's the fun part of playing in this league is you get to play against the best. And certainly Minnesota is they've won 6 national titles and I don't know how many WCHA regular season championships, playoff championships. But it's just a great program. And so how can you not be fired up to come here and play them? We're going to try to frustrate them, make it hard for them to get pucks to the net. If we get a lead on them, Kelly, it's and make them play from behind, it'd be so huge because they're not a team that's used to doing that. They don't like to defend. They, like you said, they like to have the puck on their stick, and you can do a lot of chasing. But you know what? We just got to play our systems and take it a shift at a time and go out there and play Beaver hockey.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.